Josh, it's obviously been a number of weeks since you were in the lineup, but you add to the fact that it's the opening night of the Stanley Cup playoffs. What's the emotions like for you right now as you look forward to 7 o'clock?
Yeah, it's exciting. Obviously it's been a while since I've been out there, but, in a lot of ways, what better way to come back than for the playoffs? So I'm excited. It's, it's going to be a lot of adrenaline that it's going to be flowing tonight. So looking forward to getting out there and getting started.
How do you manage that emotion maybe in the first couple shifts?
Yeah, I think you draw on experiences from the past, playing in the playoffs last year, big games. But you know that it's going to be there. So I think it's just about trying not to do too much, make simple plays and play fast early on and just kind of let the game develop from there. Everyone's going to be pretty jacked up, I assume, the first period. Even first couple periods are going to be pretty aggressive and everyone's going to be flying. So that's the best kind of hockey, and you just kind of have to manage that and try to make, like I said, the smart decisions.
From what you know about coming back from a long injury and from what you learned last year about how much the intensity ramps up in the playoffs, how tall of a task is it for you to come back into that environment for your first game?
Yeah, I mean, it's... obviously having not played for a while, come back from injury, right, stepping into the Stanley Cup playoffs, you could look at it like it's a tall task if you want, I guess, but I'm just excited. Everybody loves the playoffs. It's the best time of the year, so just going to try to ride that adrenaline. And, I think a lot of the things that I'd be focusing on, if I had been healthy throughout the whole year and just, playing simple, getting into the game early, making the easy reads, are a lot of the same things that are going to be really important for me coming back after missing quite a bit of time. So just try to focus on those things and, let my game kind of build as it goes along.
That's a real theme for this team, isn't it? You're not the first one I've heard talk about this playing simple and how simplicity is going to help you guys get your game back.
Yeah, I think everybody knows that the playoffs is a whole different animal. The intensity goes up to another level that we haven't seen all year. And so, when the adrenaline's going that much more, the excitement's that much more prevalent, I think it's important to, just try to focus on what makes you good as a player, what your strengths are, your role is on the team. And, then again, with our team structure, what, we need to do to try to win games in this series. So I think when you focus on those things and just about the little details of the game, that adrenaline side's going to be there. And, it's a seven-game series, so it's you're not going to accomplish everything in the first shift. So it's all about building and executing our game plan.
What's caught your attention with the last couple of days of video with this Blues club compared to when you last saw them in December?
Yeah, they're a different team. I think the most similar game that we saw from them would be that last game that we played them at home when we lost. I believe it was 1-0. That was a pretty similar game to how they're playing now, and they're feeling it. They've been, I think, maybe the most wins or most points since January, right up there anyway. So we have to be ready to go, but I guess it doesn't matter who you're playing this time of year. Everybody's good teams, and we're excited for the task at hand and for this matchup. I think it'll be fun.